Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast in the series entitled, How Can Churches Equip Disciples to Make Disciples? This is part three called Following the Spirit. Teaching disciples how to hear, obey, and partner with the Holy Spirit is one of the most important parts of the disciple-making process. The Bible teaches that God poured out His Spirit upon the church on Pentecost to launch the church age, initiate the Great Commission, and to fulfill Jesus' promise to empower His disciples to be His witnesses. In Acts 1:8, Jesus told His followers, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The risen and ascended Lord of the harvest, Jesus, knows that His church must have His power to accomplish His mission. And this power is only available in and through His Spirit. Jesus, the incarnated Logos, God's own Son, understood from the beginning of His ministry that He personally completely depended on the power and operation of the Holy Spirit to fulfill that ministry. He said in Luke 4:18 at the inauguration of His ministry, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free." Jesus demonstrated what it looks like to be dependent upon God. He said in John 5:19, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He does only what He sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does." We desperately need the Holy Spirit's guidance and power simply to engage life on a daily basis. How much more do we need Him to carry out the Great Commission? Paul said it is one thing to live in the Spirit and quite another to walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in every born-again person, but that is not the same thing as being anointed by the Spirit for ministry. The baptism in the Spirit is the gateway to effective empowerment for ministry. This is too large a topic to cover adequately in this short message, but if you want to read more about this amazing promise and gift of the Father, you can go to my website, thirdpeter.com, and click on the page that deals with the baptism and gifts of the Spirit. Once we receive the baptism in the Spirit, we need a daily refilling of the Spirit because, as someone put it, we leak. This is available through a daily re-engagement with the Spirit through worship, prayer, which must include times of simply listening. The Spirit also connects with us as we read the Bible. The Bible and the Spirit are in agreement. They speak with one voice. Ephesians 5:18 through 20 reads, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Jesus promised us that His sheep can and do hear His voice, John 10:27. The voice of Christ is mediated by the indwelling Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our interface with God. All followers of Christ are able to communicate with God, but many do not know how or even believe they can. So, teaching followers of Christ to hear the voice of the Spirit is a top priority in the disciple-making process. You can find more on that on my website, in an article that has to do with hearing the voice of the Spirit and how God communicates with us. Once we begin to discern what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, the next step is to gain confidence so that we routinely obey. When we hear God but disobey, it effectively shuts down our ability to hear. God is not playing games. As Henry Blackaby taught in his groundbreaking series entitled Experiencing God, when God speaks, it places us in a crisis of belief. Are we willing to make the necessary adjustments to overcome our fear or resistance in order to obey Him? I do not think that it is hyperbole to say that teaching followers of Christ to take the plunge into obedience to the Spirit is the top priority in disciple making. I have an article on that on my website. Once disciples gain faith and experience in hearing and obeying the Holy Spirit, we should help them develop another very important skill: how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus' ministry would have been very different had He not used the gifts of the Spirit on a regular basis. God wants us to follow Christ's example and use the gifts of the Spirit to bless people and open their hearts to the gospel. I have an article on this on my website, as you can imagine. When we share the gospel, teach the Bible, and counsel others, disciples are to rely upon the Spirit for revelation and the ability to share with a power and authority that impacts lives. Some people call this the anointing, which is simply a succinct way to describe the operation of the Spirit in and through His people. In conclusion, a huge part of the disciple-making process is to teach disciples how to hear, obey, and partner with the Holy Spirit in every aspect of life, including ministry and the fulfillment of the Great Commission.